This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Welcome to SatMag. Today, we'll talk about the treatment of our community under radical Islam. We'll talk the Australian electoral landscape and breast health, and later on we talk with SBS about the iconic Eurovision Song Contest. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine with David Macca McCarthy.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. It is a healthy mix of local, national news, sport, current affairs and lifestyle, all framed with a queer perspective. I'm Macca. Good morning. It's Saturday the 14th of May. Currently 18 degrees, heading for a top of 22. My co-host today is the voice of reason, Tass Musaferiadis.
Good morning, Macca.
Good morning. And in the first hour, we're going to be joined by a very, very special guest, Ayaan Hirsi Ali, who is in Australia and is only doing four interviews. She's doing Q&A on Monday night, Radio National with Jonathan Green on Sunday, an interview with the Fin Review, and she's speaking to us. So we're very honoured about that. And we're going to talk about LGBTI issues under Islam. Sophologist Adam Carr, and if you know what that is, it's people who count, work out how votes are counted and preferences and all that, and people who study politics, a bit like us, but they actually get a better name. He'll provide some political commentary about the trends taking place in the lead up to the upcoming federal election. Vicky Pridmore, who's the CEO of Breast Screen Victoria, will talk to us about breast cancer and the importance of breast screening. And before 12, we speak with an old friend of the station, Micah Bede, CEO of SBS, about that ironically odd institution test, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh dear, that'll be fun.
People will be on the edge of their chair. I'm going to Sydney this afternoon for Fashion Week, and there's a party thingy tomorrow, and I invited Mike, and he normally comes as a guest. But he can't come because he said, Macca, I've got a Eurovision party to go to. Why would you?
I know people who get up at like 4 a.m. to switch on the TV, open a bottle of champagne and watch trashy Euro music.
I always think it's like a musical version of Brideshead Revisited.
Yes, I don't get it.
People sit round, you know, they used to sit round hugging their teddy bears and all that stuff.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Does that make me a bad homosexual or something?
Well, you know, you don't score 10 out of 10.
There you go.
But there you go. So, what do we want to start with? Did you watch the debate last night?
Look, I didn't actually, but I've read all about it. I tell you what I think is very interesting, though, is I'm interested in your analysis of it, but the studio audience of 100 folk actually pretty much supported or believed that Shorten actually outshone Turnbull, although a third of the audience were undecided. Interestingly enough, the Herald Sun scores Turnbull ahead all the way. What's your assessment, Macca?
Look, I watched it on Sky, and I thought, I love this sort of thing, and of course there was an audience, and it was questions from the audience. I think there was 12 or 13 questions. I thought Malcolm Turnbull looked disorientated.
Disorientated.
Yeah, I don't think I think he'd perhaps done too much preparation. Both of them were very verbose. Lots and lots of talking, but Shorten was very well prepared and he was making notes during it. I think he came across very, very well. Turnbull didn't. He waffled a bit. He made a lot of good points.
It's interesting that you say that, Macca, because I've been listening to podcasts on the party from the Party Room. It's an ABC series around analysis of this election, and they're actually calling Malcolm Turnbull the waffler.
Yeah, it's
I hear that a lot now, the waffler, Malcolm the waffler.
It's like he's talking about, he wants to make a point, but it's almost like he thinks everyone is an idiot. So he's got to explain it to the nth degree. And I picked that up and I thought, just give the answer, mate.
Do you find it patronising?
No, I find it annoying. I don't find him patronising. I find, you know, it's like he's a freelance journalist and he gets paid by the word.
So therefore he's using a few too many.
Yeah. Look, they're obviously, you know, the first debate is very important. A lot of commentators said, look, this isn't going to change the result of the election, but it sets a tone. And not ironically, it looked that Shorten was much more across the figures in terms of budget than Turnbull was.
Look, I have a feeling that Turnbull's actually got to a bad start, really.
I mean,
straight after the budget, he actually couldn't explain some of the numbers.
No, but he didn't want to because they didn't want to let Bill Shorten know what that forward projection was. Now, of course, the government doesn't have a good history on their forward estimates in the budget. I found a couple of errors relating to the industry I work in. But the interesting thing is, they didn't want to say that figure because there was Shorten's budget in reply speech. So they didn't want to give the figure, and it was released by Treasury the next day. So very clever guys, but at the end of the day, Shorten was really across the figures.
But that's silly politics too, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, you want to control the delivery of the message.
Absolutely.
And own the message rather than allow somebody else to deliver it for you.
Yes.
So it's a bit like it slipped through his fingers. I've noticed a few of those gaffes of late. I mean,
He doesn't feel comfortable in that environment. That's very obvious. Whereas he used to be. A bit like, you know, when Julia Gillard was Deputy Prime Minister, she was much more engaging, in my opinion, became Prime Minister, and then, you know, it went south. Turnbull the same.
Yes.
Shorten has definitely grown into the role, and he's very clearly on message. Anyway, I think we're going to speak with our guest very, very shortly. We've got a quick...
Excellent.
..quick station ID and stuff. Stay tuned. There's more.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.